880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida and beyond. We've got a great show for you today. Stock market went down a little. The dollar strengthened again. So oil fell also. So it's been a crazy day in economics. But what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about your brand. You built it. Now how do you curate it? And then in the second half of the with Bruce Turkell, and then the second half of the hour, we're going to talk with Andrew Morton, attorney to the Stars for their philanthropy. We're going to talk about some of his clients, their philanthropy, how you can contribute, what do they do. It's going to be awesome. And then at the end of the half, at the end of the show, I'm going to talk a little bit about Lauren and Lauren's kids, because Lauren is walking from Key West to Tallahassee right now to show her support for the people that have been victimized by child abuse. So we're going to talk to Lauren. I mean, we'll talk about Lauren, and we'll talk about why I'm going to join her at the AAA Arena this Friday at 10:15 to walk with the Miami Heat and Lauren Book to prevent sexual abuse. So we'll be right back. We've got a great show. Stick with us. D, it's all yours.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
You know, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and our Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Get freed and fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with a vengeance. We've got my good friend Bruce Turkel on. I want to first of all thank Bruce for coming up and speaking at the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I got a lot of great feedback. Bruce, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Now, today we're going to talk to Bruce about the fact, you know, Bruce comes on, we talk about branding and things like that. And first of all, I want to say shout out to Lolly. Thank you for letting me know that the signal and sound is good here today. That means the gerbil's running fast. We're going to talk about curating your brand. We've built it. We've got it. Now what do we do with it? And sometimes the individual brand can be bigger than the organization. Maybe how do you deal with that too? Welcome to the show, Bruce. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Bruce, you know, we've talked about your 7 steps to building a brand. Maybe you want to just kind of gloss over that a little bit. And then I want to talk about what happens after you've built your brand, because there's a lot of people that have made missteps, like the bicyclist. I'm already a Lance Armstrong. And then, you know, some people have probably eclipsed their brand and helped rebuild it. People like Lee Iacocca. So, you know, Bruce, how does somebody build their brand? And then we'll talk after that about how to maximize it.
Well, it's critical to understand what a brand is. People think a brand is a logo. They think a brand is a sign. They think a brand is a trademark. It's none of those things. A brand essentially is your reputation. It's what people think about you, say about you when you're not in the room. It's the message that comes before you do and stays after you leave. You know, in the old days, people were checking out a car. They used to slam the door or kick the tire. I'm never really sure what that has to do with the quality of the car, but that's what they did. Well, today, that kicking of the tire, the brand does that for you. The brand announces who you are and why you matter to them.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, somebody spent a lot of time and energy building a brand, curating a brand. You know, there's two kind of different directions we can go. I kind of laid it out up front. What about somebody like Lance Armstrong builds a brand, has a fabulous reputation, and then suddenly it all comes crumbling down. Can somebody like that rebuild their brand?
No, Lance Armstrong has cooked his goose. And the reason is actually not because of what he did. The drug part, you know what, he probably could have gotten away with that because you would have believed, they all do it. What are you going to do? However, Lance Armstrong kept telling us to trust him, to believe him. And maybe you even saw the ad. Hey, am I allowed to say ass on radio?
You just did.
Okay, so let me know if
you
I
didn't
can't say it
you
again.
You didn't bleep that out, did you? Nope.
So there was a Lance Armstrong ad, black and white ad, where he said, people say, I've been taking drugs. I haven't been drugs. The only thing I'm on is this bicycle on my ass 24 hours a day, training. And he made this big deal about it, so we all believed him. When it turned out not to be true, he had betrayed us. But worse, he had betrayed his authentic truth. Look what just happened to Brian Williams. Brian Williams lied about what happened in warfare, and he's gonzo. Now, he might come back as an entertainer, he might come back as a comedian, he's a talented, handsome, well-known guy. He's not coming back as an anchorman, because the authentic truth of an anchorman, I'm talking Walter Cronkite, Diane Sawyer,
Huntley
Brinkley, Walters, all those guys, men and women, their authentic truth is truth. Now, at the same time, Hillary Clinton lied about being shot at in warfare, and I'm not talking politics here, I don't care what side you're on. But she lied about it. She said she was shot at in Kosovo. Turns out she wasn't. Did it affect her career? No, it did not. Why? Because a politician's authentic truth is not the truth. We expect politicians to lie. We don't like it, but we don't really care that much because we expect it. So they can deal with it. Brian Williams is toast, and he's toast because he violated his brand.
Now, so he's violated his brand. He can't recover. Lance Armstrong can't recover. A politician can recover. That's good.
Tiger Woods can recover.
Everything except his swing, apparently.
Well, that's his own issues. But as far as brand goes, his brand was not about fidelity or being a loving husband. His brand was about being a killer golfer. And that didn't change. It has since, but it didn't change at the time. So when he did what he did, we all said, yeah, that's too bad. Okay. And we moved on. Because it was not his authentic truth.
Okay, so now somebody's built a brand. They've got the brand. The brand is their truth about themselves. We'll call it their reputation, too. How do they go forward and curate that to make sure that missteps are mitigated? Because I don't think anybody can be perfect.
3 things. Number one, you have to know what it is. I know that sounds simple, but it's not simplistic. A lot of people don't know what it is. If you ask them, what's the authentic truth, what's the brand message of your store, they will tell you, oh, we have stuff people want, or I don't know. Amazingly enough, most people in business do not know what their brand message is. So number one, you got to know what it is.
Yeah, the way to find that out is to ask, right?
And to create it, and to curate it, to use your words. Number two, you got to make sure that everybody in your operation knows what it is. Because if you know, but your employees, your partners, your associates, they don't know what it is, then they don't know how to communicate the right thing. And then number three, never, ever violate it. Never, ever violate it. You know your core value. You know your authentic truth. You know why you matter and what you stand for, and you live up to it.
Sorry, Bruce. I'm just taking notes. I'm just taking notes, man.
Well, then I'll just keep blabbing.
Keep blabbing. Know who you are, what your brand is, and make that your message. And what you really have to find is, what was the thing you said about the truth? What's the term you use?
Your authentic truth.
There you go. Authentic truth.
Let's look at brands everybody recognizes.
Yes.
Let's look at automobiles. Porsche's brand is performance. Audi's brand is design. Mercedes' brand is status and quality. Ferrari's brand is picking up girls at nightclubs. Actually, no, I'm just trying to be funny. It's not their brand. Lamborghini's brand is picking up girls at nightclubs.
There you go.
Toyota's brand is durability. So a couple years ago, Ferrari's, the 408, which costs, I think, only $300,000, right, started catching on fire. They would spontaneously combust because it turned out some adhesive in the fender would drip on the manifold, get hot, boom, they'd go up in flames. And Ferrari said, anyone that catches on fire, we will replace it, no questions asked. Why? Because their brand is about uncompromising performance to guys who can spend upwards of $500,000 on a car. Now, Toyota, at the same time, they had that problem with the unintended acceleration. But they kept saying, no, it's not us. No, it's a problem with the mats. They did not accept their authentic truth. And the estimates are that they lost $1 billion in brand equity. Why? Because if a Toyota's not fast, you don't care. If a Toyota's not sexy, you don't care. If a Toyota doesn't start, doesn't run, isn't safe, you care. Because what's Toyota's brand truth? Durability. They're an appliance. We don't expect them to be the fastest car. We don't expect them to be the cheapest car. But we do expect them to start every time and do what we expect from them. And so they violated their authentic truth.
Wow, you're not kidding. My authentic truth within the context of our business is that we're creative, hard-driven, and accretive to your transaction, and we bring capital to the table. So I need to make sure that I have the rest of my team on board and on message, and we need to continue to say that message.
No, actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to disagree with you.
I don't mind. I'm thrilled when you do it. I learn things then.
Those are the things you do. Those are the things you sell. Those are the things you trade for money. The ability to generate capital. The ability to make a deal make sense. That's your craft. Those are what we call RTBs, reasons to believe.
Okay.
That is not your brand. Your brand is based around dependability, creativity, honesty. I don't know. I'm putting these things out there. Your brand is probably based around the fact that I am better at what I do because I utilize your services, right?
Correct.
So I'm a better me because I do business with you. Remember, the first rule of branding is all about them. Your brand is not about you. It's about what your customer or consumer gets from the relationship. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, we've only got a couple of minutes. I mean, can we take an early break, D, and then come back? Okay, we're going to take an early break. Stick with us. Bruce is going to tell us a story. It's going to be awesome. I'm done taking notes because I got too many. I'm just going to listen to my replay. D, it's all yours. Back after this.
I've got a feeling we could be serious, girl. Right at this moment, I could promise you. Something about me, baby, you got to know.
right, everybody. I was just grooving to the song there. Played that just for Bruce. Bruce is in a band. We're going to play one of Bruce's band song on the exit for the next segment. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hi, I'm Sally Nicholas, Associate Publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth. Taken monthly, South Florida Business and Wealth magazine provides insightful, strategic knowledge that will keep you on top of the business news and up-to-the-minute opportunities that will make the difference to your bottom line. www.sfbwmag.com to learn more.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Fans, now's the time to reserve your seat at Marlins Park for the 2015 season. Don't miss a minute of the action as your Miami Marlins battle for the National League East crown, with season ticket plans starting at just $380. Or take advantage of the new $15 per game full season plan with great seat locations and a free Marlins jersey for every two seats purchased. Place your deposit today and start enjoying all the savings and benefits of a Marlins season ticket holder. Call 1-877-MARLINS or go to marlins.com/2015tickets today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are with branding expert Bruce Turkel. We've talked about how you build your brand. We're talking about curating your brand. And Bruce has a story he wants to relate. So, Bruce, you're up.
Well, I want to tell you a story about my buddy Bob Berkowitz. You know Bob. He runs Multivision, that great video production company here in town.
Sure.
So a lot of years ago, Bob is on an airplane. Bob always flew first class because he says he found business leads flying first class. Me, I never meet anyone. Bob always did. So he's flying first class, and he says he starts chatting to the guy next to him. Turns out to be Tom Monahan. Tom Monahan owns Domino's. My guess is Tom Monahan has his own planes now, but this was a number of years ago. And Bob says, oh my goodness, Domino's. I love Domino's. You make my favorite pizza. Tom Monahan says, no, we don't. Bob says, yeah, you do. I love Domino's. Tom Monahan says, no, we don't. There's a better pizza. There's a little Italian place up the street or a coal-fired place. There's somewhere you love. Now, in Bob's case, it probably is his favorite pizza, I have to say. But he says, no, we don't have the best because I'm not in the pizza business. Bob says, what are you talking about? You're not in the pizza business. Tom Monahan says, I'm not in the pizza business. Pizza is what I exchange for money. So Bob says, what business are you in? You're in the delivery business. Tom says, well, not really. That's not the business I'm in. Bob says, well, what business are you in? Tom Monahan says, I am in the... I invited the boys over to play cards. I didn't get any food, and my wife is pissed. Business. I'm in the, it's 6:30, I'm hungry, I didn't have time to cook dinner. Business. I'm in the, we had a birthday party, and my idiot cousin brought 18 people I wasn't expecting, and I don't have enough food. Business. Tom Monahan said, that's why our tagline is 30 minutes or it's free, because in more than 30 minutes, you can do something else. You can go to a different pizza place. You can cook something. You can get burgers or some, you know, Chinese food. He says, but in under 30 minutes, you cannot solve your food problem any other way but us. That's the business I'm in. So that's his authentic truth. That's why they offered it to you for free if they ever did not deliver within 30 minutes.
So what he's selling then is he's selling dependable convenience.
It's even better.
He's solving somebody's problem.
There you go. Bam. He's solving your problem.
Yes,
your wife
I got
is
it.
Mad at you. Your husband is mad at you. Your boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, father, your kids are screaming. What are you going to do? Call Domino's. He's solving your problem.
So it's all about the customer.
Exactly right. And in fact, you can see it. It's a textbook case. That's why Papa John's, when they made their brand, they said better ingredients, better pizza, because they realized that Domino's pizza didn't have to be great. What had to be great was the solving of the problem. That's the authentic truth. That's what you never violate. That's where the business is. That's where the profits are.
Well, Bruce, all I think we're really all about is profits, and I think that you're right. If people identify a problem, then they can solve it. The people will beat a path to their door to have their problem solved.
That's right. They used to say it's about a mousetrap, but how many of us have mouse problems? But we have other problems, and the person who solves it is the person whose product we buy. However, you have to look at the solving. It's not always the practical solving. Often it's the emotional solving. You can solve a problem lots of different ways, but what's the way that makes me feel good?
Well, what makes you feel good is usually the best solution. And, you know, the best solution is never easy to figure out. Once you do and you can meet the needs, then I think it's something really good. For instance, in business, I've noticed a market niche that I believe has been underserved. I've been building for the past 5 years relationships to do business there. Only in the last couple of weeks have those relationships paid off. And so I found that if I was consistent and I provided good service and I was easy to check out, that people could default to me and be my client. It makes them feel comfortable when they go online and see that the entire first two pages of Google is Jim Fried.
It's called social proof. The social media proves that it's like slamming that door and kicking that tire. It tells the consumer they can trust and count on you because you're true to your authentic self.
Yeah, in fact, if they do a survey of the social media, they'll see that I'm consistently who I am. Somebody who's thoughtful, caring, does good business in both the philanthropic and commercial real estate world.
I'm getting tears on my microphone, Jim.
Oh, my! Is it too deep here? We'll have to peel that back then. I don't want to be too deep today. But so, Bruce, somebody's curating their brand. Is there something that they should focus on, like your seven steps that you had for creating the brand? Is there like a follow-up group of ideas, your 1, 2, 3, where you talked about knowing who your brand messenger is as the boss, employees have to work for the brand, and then never violate your core values? I guess it's hard to not violate your core values sometimes.
Well, that's what makes them core values, right? It's easy to live with stuff when it's easy. The trick is to be able to demonstrate when things are tough. I spoke 2 weeks ago, at a conference for a company that manufactures software for what used to be called complaint departments. Now they're called customer service departments, but they used to be called complaint departments. And it dawned on me that the best time to make a loyal customer is when they're mad. Because that's when you prove that you don't violate your core values. That's when you prove that you care about the customer, because it's an emotional time. And if you can demonstrate in that emotional time that you are true to your word, your company will do what it takes, your company will make them happy, that's when you have an opportunity to really build customer loyalty.
Well, I can totally agree with that, because right then you're solving somebody's problem and, as you said, proving who you are. And I have a thing that I do. When I have a good customer service experience at the end, I always thank them and say that I hope that it was that our call was monitored for customer assurance purposes, or whatever they say. And the people always really get a kick out of it. It's the best way to say thank you to somebody who's taken your BS for 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, the other thing to do is to ask the name of their supervisor and send the supervisor a note telling them how great they are.
Oh, well, I always ask the person their name, even though they don't sometimes necessarily do it, because I want to say that I'm having a conversation with a person, not somebody on the other end of the phone in a call center. Sometimes when they start solving my problem, but it takes a while, I say, go get a Diet Coke. I'll hold.
Yeah, showing that you're empathetic. You realize that your problem is not the worst thing in the world. And by the way, them helping you can be better. I'll tell you, I use that when I go to airports. I try to get in line, and I wait until I see someone berating the poor person behind the counter. Then I walk up after them, and then I'll say, boy, what a jerk. You really have to deal with these idiots? Don't they know you have no control over when the plane takes off? And then I listen to 5 minutes of them ranting. I know, just yesterday, someone did this and someone did that. And then a lot of the times, they slide me an upgrade after that. All I did was listen. All I did was empathize. I made it all about them, not all about me, like the person before me.
Wow. What a great tip. You know, while we're talking about airports and airlines, you just wrote a blog about luggage, which I really thought was terrific when you emphasized the lug in luggage. There's apparently this new stuff coming out. What's all that about, Bruce?
Well, you know, companies want to take advantage of technology, and everybody wants to sell technology. And I'm a total tech geek. I like every bit of technology. I want everything Apple makes. But the new luggage they're creating now has all kinds of technological things built in. They have scales built in. They have GPS tracking built in. They have locks you can control with your smartphone. All this kind of stuff, which, you know what, it sounds fun and it sounds sexy. But here's the key in my mind. The best way to travel is light. The less weight, the happier you are. I believe there's only two kinds of luggage, carry-on and lost. And the way you don't lose it is by keeping it with you at all times. So I take as little as possible. I want it to be as light as possible. And I don't want all that stuff.
Wow. So, you know, that's great for packing. But how, you know, let's get back to building our brand for a minute. We've only got a couple minutes left. Maybe some people have turned in early. I think it would be important to talk about the 3 points that you mentioned about making sure that once you have the brand, to make sure that you consistently deliver it, how you consistently deliver it, and what you do to make sure that your team's on board as well. I think you started with first is to know, the firm should know their own authentic truth. I guess that's who they are.
Yeah, but you know what? I guarantee you most don't. Walk around your office. Ask people, hey, what do we stand for? And you tell me how many of the people in your office can sing the same tune. I don't mean use the same words. They can say it in their own words. But if they go, oh, you know, like we do good work and we have good prices and customer service and, oh, I don't know. That's what you're going to hear. They're not going to say bang, bang, bang.
Well, they don't even think about it usually. They're too busy trying to make a phone call.
It's not their job to think about it. It's their job to be informed about it and then figure out how that works with who they are.
Well, Bruce, we've had a great thing here today talking about building your brand, maintaining your brand. If people want to find out about you, get on your blog list, learn more about what you're saying every day, because I get that blog. It's terrific. How do they find you? How do they sign up for that blog?
Very easy. If they want to sign up for the blog, just go to my name, BruceTurkell.com. You go to my website. It says blog on the top. Click on it, and it says sign up, and you can put your name in. Or you can send me your address. In that case, I will actually send you the blog. And to do that, my email address is my first initial, last name, B Turkell, T-U-R-K-E-L, at TurkellBrands, B-R-A-N-D-S.com.
Bruce, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's always great to have your energy and ideas on our show. I look forward to having you back again real soon. And again, thanks so much for talking today about building your brand and maintaining it.
It's always a treat. I love being here. Your energy is just infectious. Thank you.
You're the best. It's yours, D.
Hardly used, it gleamed away like manufactured yesterday. It would make a nice addition to our home. Now I know you said before you're not in favor of costly toys and trinkets you can wear. But rides like this are hot.
All right, everybody, I hope you were listening to that song, because that's Bruce Turkell on the harmonica. He's a rhythm and blues guy. He's terrific. He'll be back in the next few weeks to talk more about branding. And a brand that I love to depend on is UHealth. You know, when you spend would you spend seven minutes online with something that could add years to your life? Well, the UHealth Aware Group is a free online health screening tool offered by the University of Miami Health System. It shows you the risk factors for heart disease and stroke, and even lifestyle changes that you can make right now to reduce your risk and protect your health. These serious conditions build up over time, but can be avoided by simple lifestyle changes and the proper medical attention. So take a few minutes to learn more about how you can protect your greatest asset, your health. Visit umiamihospital.com and search for Health Aware, or just call 305-689-1000 for an appointment today.
Would you like insight from South Florida's top business minds? Check out the debut issue of South Florida Business and Wealth with our exclusive interview with Related Group Chairman George Perez. Find out what neighborhoods are hot and where there's money to be made. sfbwmag.com.
All right, everybody, and I want to remind everybody that they need to go to Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you always want to get the best advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all have the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. And while I'm talking about Warren Henry and branding and pricing and all that stuff, here's a brand that you're going to love. My friends at the NFL, that's right, the NFL Alumni chapter down here in South Florida, they're going to have their 37th annual golf classic. It's going to be not this weekend, but the actually it is this weekend. So if you want to join them, call Howard Fabian at 305-987-6041 and get out there. It's going to be terrific. They're going to have great golf, great entertainment. The Diplomat Golf Club is where they'll be golfing. The after party will be at the Seminole Casino, Coconut Creek, an evening with 007 James Bond. Celebrity Golf Classic, sponsored by the NFL Alumni, caring for kids. Call Howard Fabian, 305-987-6041. And join me at the Opal Real Estate Conference. It's going to be terrific. If you'd like more information on this event, you can call my good friend Lauren Shirabi. Opal is going to have some of the biggest equity and wealth managers in the nation. They're going to all be here. They'll all be here for the Opal event on Miami Beach. It's going to be March 30th, 2015. For more information, call Lauren Shirabi. She's with Opal. Or just give me a call. I'll get you a group discount. And that's it. D, back to you.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Taking a look at the Miami-Dade Broward County traffic. Good news. It looks like the on-ramp has opened up 95 northbound at I-95 Express. So everything back open there. But we do have a crash with a right lane blocked. MacArthur Causeway westbound before I-95. Also an accident reported 95 northbound after Commercial Boulevard. For more traffic information, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic Miami.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We've got one of my favorite, well, shoot, it's favorite guest day between you and Bruce Turkell. We've got Andrew Morton. Andrew Morton heads up the philanthropy department for Handler Thayer. They're, golly, the best number one real estate firm for family offices and all kinds of other good stuff. But we've got Andrew on here today to talk a little bit about some of the celebrity philanthropy that he's been working on. Andrew, who's the guy next to you in the photo? He looks a little bit bigger than the president.
Yeah, it's too bad. Too bad this is a radio. I had a great visit on Tuesday. We had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came to D.C. and really was just the perfect example of what celebrity philanthropy is all about. He was, some people know Kareem was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia and has been a real passionate advocate for cancer treatment and cancer funding. Was here for a Stand Up to Cancer event on Capitol Hill to advocate for an increase in the research budget for the National Institutes of Health.
Wow, so Stand Up to Cancer, that's a terrific group. Now, what else has Kareem been involved with?
Yeah, he's it was funny. Somebody asked him on Tuesday whether he considered himself a basketball player, an author, or a scholar, and he actually said he's first and foremost a scholar, and you just have to listen to him talk to understand how true that is. His passion is for STEM education, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and he's been on a mission to increase STEM experiences particularly for underprivileged communities in the inner cities. He's got an incredible program that he's funding in Los Angeles called that's been renamed Camp Skyhook. And Camp Skyhook was an existing program through the Los Angeles Unified School District that, for lack of funding, was unable to provide many experiences for the kids. It's actually an outdoor education facility in the Angeles National Forest, about 45 minutes from L.A. You feel like you're half a world from L.A. It literally feels like you're in the middle of nowhere and provides for a five-day outdoor education experience for inner-city kids to go out into the woods to measure plants and take water samples and be scientists and naturalists for a week. And through the funds that Kareem has been able to generate with the Skyhook Foundation, he's providing the resources to sort of bolster the L.A. Unified School District budget and reopen the program and make sure that there are kids that are coming in week after week instead of just over the summer.
Well, I'll make sure, by the way, that I post the picture on our Facebook and website as soon as we get this interview down and get it taped. We'll make sure that we use the photo of you and Kareem maybe as the icon for that interview. This is awesome.
Find a picture of Kareem in Camp Skyhook. People don't need to see me looking like I'm 4.5 feet tall.
At Camp Skyhook. I'm going to do that. Maybe you can send me one of the pictures and we can use that. Now, who else do you do business with? We talked a little basketball. Do you do any other sports?
Yeah, I've been working with Coach Didka on his organization. It's called Gridiron Greats, really incredible group that has for years and years. As most folks know, people may have heard this story about some of the long-term effects of tackle football, and I don't mind saying that I don't believe the league is doing a whole heck of a lot for the retired players. You know, the guys that were traveling in a Greyhound bus and sleeping four-door room at the Super, at Motel 6, that sort of were the backbone of what the NFL is today. And, you know, unfortunately, these guys, you know, before free agency, before the salaries got to where they were, many of these guys are in dire need of medical services and dire need of financial assistance. So Coach established a nonprofit that raises money to provide emergency financial and health care opportunities for retired players and their families. Strictly need-based, there's an application process, and for anybody who qualifies, the organization doesn't provide cash resources directly to the player. They would provide the resources to third parties, whether it's a hospital, a doctor, a landlord, a utility company, a grocery store, any sort of opportunity to provide relief to these retired players who are in dire straits and need that help, which the league is not providing right now.
Oh, I think the league just wants them to rub some dirt on it and get back in the game. What else? You know, we've talked some athletes. How about the celebrity world for our folks out there that like to talk about, movie stars and stuff like that?
There's one of my it's funny, the first domino client, as I always as I call her, the one that I randomly crossed paths with about 12 years ago and wound up in this goofy practice is an actress named Julia Ormond, who is, back when I met her a dozen years ago, just struck me as one of the most articulate, intelligent individuals I'd ever met. Not celebrities, she was probably the first so-called celebrity that I'd ever had a conversation with. And Julia, at the time, was doing some work in the area of refugee relief, went on to really focus her efforts on human trafficking and slavery. She was the UN Goodwill Ambassador to combat trafficking and slavery, formed a nonprofit called ASSET, the Alliance to Stop Slavery and End Trafficking. I did not come up with that on my own, I swear. DC is the home of the forced acronym. I didn't come up with that. She did. And she's, again, sort of exactly what celebrity philanthropy does best, and that's being an advocate, drawing attention to a cause that perhaps isn't getting the kind of attention that it should get. And she has testified on Congress. She's testified before the UN Security Council. She's done some tremendous work in terms of trying to raise awareness about the face of human trafficking and slavery. It did not go away in 1865. It's still around even in this country. And she's just really been amazing at highlighting the issue. She was singularly responsible for developing a law in California that now requires major corporations to disclose their policies on combating trafficking and slavery in their raw materials supply chain. So, again, exactly what celebrities do best is bring attention to an issue and sort of put it on the radar screen of the grassroots, put it on the radar screen of government agencies, of politicians, and use what they bring to the table in terms of a spotlight to get something done on a really substantive level.
Now, we've talked about what they do. What is it that you do for them?
That's a good question. My job is a lot easier. I'm legal counsel. So, you know, my job is really just to make sure that as they're out there doing this work, as they're forming nonprofits and raising money, collecting contributions, sending tax receipts, that sort of thing, that it's all done to the highest standard of best practices and all legal requirements. Unfortunately, we sort of live in a world where folks think of nonprofits as just this sort of touchy-feely, kumbaya, you know, kind of thing, and they don't realize that nonprofits are corporations. You know, nonprofits are every bit of business as ExxonMobil, as Microsoft, and they have a tremendous amount of compliance responsibility. And you know, my job is simply, again, it's the easy part. I just have to make sure that as they're out there doing the work, as they're out there raising attention, as they're sort of putting folks in a position to move the needle on these causes, that it's all done to the highest standards of nonprofit law.
Andrew, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to make sure your associate back at the office emails me the email addresses or the websites, and we can put those up on our web for the charities and philanthropies that we've talked about, and maybe you can even give me a couple more. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to get a little bit more deep into the kinds of things that make you a different type of person. What are you doing this summer?
Not too open-ended of a question. You're leading towards the. You like this endurance racing stuff, don't you?
That's what I want to talk about. I don't want to hear about how you're going to go eat croissants in France. I want to talk about the cycling.
No. I'm going to be part of a team riding my bike from Oceanside, California, to Annapolis, Maryland. At least that's the plan. 3,020 miles in about a week. So we'll see how that works out. And I know you've got a cycling hook for the next guest, so hopefully that'll. Up for you nicely.
Oh, you're absolutely the best. I want to thank Andrew Morton today coming on and talking about philanthropy. Our next segment is going to be about Lauren Book and her walk. You know, Andrew, thanks so much for coming on. And if you want to stay on a little bit, we could talk about what you do for some of your celebrity clients to help them throw events. You got a couple of more minutes?
Always.
All right, well, stick with us. We'll be right back after this break with more Andrew Morton, and then we'll talk a little bit about Lauren Book with some good celebrity discussions about their philanthropies. Good people doing good. Profile today in the second half of Freedom Business. D, it's yours. That song, you know, and that's for Andrew Morton. Andrew Morton needs to have the breeze at his back as he's driving across the country. And, you know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this. And that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all of my Infinitis, I've had, gosh, close to 10 from them by now, I knew I was getting the best price every single time because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth. To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Fans, now's the time to reserve your seat at Marlins Park for the 2015 season. Don't miss a minute of the action as your Miami Marlins battle for the National League East crown, with season ticket plans starting at just $380. Or take advantage of the new $15 per game full season plan with great seat locations and a free Marlins jersey for every two seats purchased. Place your deposit today and start enjoying all the savings and benefits of a Marlins season ticket holder. Call 1-877-MARLINS or go to marlins.com/2015tickets today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Freed on Business, and we have Andrew Morton, philanthropy attorney to the stars of sports and the silver screen. And welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit in this segment about Lauren's kids, Lauren's walk, and maybe I should lay the foundation a little bit for what we're going to talk about next, which is the events that the philanthropist athletes show and how they support each other at the events. But first, I want to talk about what's happening today, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, actually 10:15 to 12:15, over at the Miami Arena. Lauren Book will be walking. I'll be walking. My wife will be walking. It is the Heat players, if they're in town, and certainly the front office will be walking. We met Coach Spoelstra. We've met all these different Heat-related people. And why do they come out? Because they come out to support Lauren. Why do they support Lauren? Because Lauren advocates child abuse. 95% advocate. Oh, my God. Did I just say that?
I was going to let you correct yourself on that one.
Oh, God. Lauren advocates against child abuse. So look for people that are grooming the kids in your area. If somebody's paying some kids special attention, there's probably something going on behind the scenes. Check it out. It's your duty as a citizen and Florida law to report it. So join Lauren and myself in the Miami Heat around 10:15 to 12:15 tomorrow at the AAA. Now, let's talk about some of the events that you've been throwing. Andrew, what are some of the good events that the philanthropists that you work with throw, and do they support each other at the events?
Yeah, they're great with, probably the biggest privilege of my job is that, you know, I get to work with some folks who just care deeply about these causes. You know, we talked a little bit when I was on last time about, you know, how frustrating it is sometimes to hear folks say that, you know, that these people are only doing it to make themselves look good. They're only doing it because they have to. That's not candidly been my experience. The folks that go into the philanthropy sector are doing it knowing that it takes work, and it's an added burden. It's something extra in their schedule, and these are not people who tend to have a whole lot of time. So, you know, when you have that self-selection of the folks who really do care deeply about these causes, they understand the power of leveraging that celebrity into philanthropy. They know how much it means to them when other celebrities attend their events. And of course, you know, they will pay it forward and do the same thing. There's, you know, a bit of a circuit for the more active philanthropists who will attend each other's events, whether it's a golf tournament or a gala, emceeing, you know, an annual event or something along those lines. They're just deeply supportive of each other, especially, you know, when they have similar causes. You know, for example, on Tuesday, the event that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar attended on Capitol Hill was also attended by Pierce Brosnan and Marsha Cross. So if one celebrity can bring a spotlight to a cause, you know, that just starts to go up, you know, exponentially when you multiply that by a number of celebrities. You sort of bring them together, and the power just tends to increase because it's drawing all those different demographics, the folks who follow each one of them, it can really, you know, grow either the attendance at an event or the number of people who will, you know, read a news story or watch a TV, you know, a news segment, that sort of thing.
What's your favorite event that you've attended? You don't have to out the celebrity unless you want to, but what's the favorite charity event that you've attended? Because I know you go to a bunch of them with all these super-duper people.
Well, the events tend, you know, what I always advocate, or, you know, what I recommend that my clients do is, you know, make it easy on themselves and attend events or host events at places that they're going to be anyway. So, you know, if there tend to be a number of celebrity-related, you know, causes, events around, for example, the Super Bowl, the ESPY Awards, the Oscars, you know, different events where folks are going to be anyway. You know, the Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl week is, you know, just sort of one night after another of these charity events that because you have so many people who are there anyway, it's very difficult to sort of get an event on somebody's schedule if they're not planning to travel. You know, if you've got to put somebody on a plane, fly them across the country, put them up at a hotel to attend an event for a few hours and fly them back, that's very different than saying, okay, look, you're gonna be at the Super Bowl anyway, so could you drop by and walk the red carpet at our event? I actually was, you know, lucky enough, and I should say, you know, it was not without its stress, but, you know, I, this past Super Bowl week, had five clients who hosted a total of 9 events that raised millions of dollars. I mean, one event alone brought in over $1 million.
Wow. I know who I want to go to the Super Bowl with next year.
Well, not the Super Bowl. See, the trick is you go in on Wednesday and you book a flight out on Sunday morning. You want no part of being at the game.
Why? What happens? Because it's an absolute corporate zoo?
Well, it's a football game. You don't. Yeah, exactly. You don't. There are better things to do with $7,000 or $8,000 than watch a football game. Like maybe give it to charity and watch a game on TV.
Oh, high five to you, Andrew.
That'd be my suggestion.
Well, you know, now we're talking about what Bruce talked about, being true to your authentic brand. What do you think your brand is?
Well, what I hope it is just doing philanthropy the right way. You know, it's not enough in this world to just be well-intentioned when it comes to nonprofit oversight and nonprofit management. You can have all the best intentions possible, but there are laws to follow. There are best practices to follow. And, you know, despite, you know, your very lofty motives, if you don't do it the right way, you know, not only aren't you going to have much of an impact, but it actually harms the whole so-called celebrity philanthropy model, because then folks in the public tend to think that none of these celebrities know what they're doing, that none of the causes related to high-profile individuals are really well-managed or overseen properly. So, you know, what I would hope my brand is just, you know, if you're going to work with me, then you're going to do it right. It's going to be transparent. It's going to be in line with every law, every reg, all the best practices. You know, if any of my clients happen to draw the short straw and get a random audit, I will be more than happy to seat the IRS agent at a conference table, go get them breakfast, and give them the books, and tell them to knock himself out. You know, because that's the way these organizations have to be run. They're held not only to the same standards as other nonprofits, but they're held to higher standards because more people are looking. It's easier these days to be able to pull up a tax return for a nonprofit or to be able to look into, you know, these publicly disclosed documents. And, you know, it may not be the case that, you know, a soup kitchen in Pascagoula is having watchdog groups look into their tax returns, but I promise you, people are looking at Coach Ditka, people are looking at Kareem, people are looking at Julia, and they want to make sure that these aren't sham organizations, that they are true nonprofits, and they're following the law while they're doing this good work.
Well, we've got to go, but I will tell you this. I really appreciate you looking at one of the athletes, the star athletes that I work with, has sent me a charity event, and I'm so thrilled you're going to take a look at it. Andrew Morton, philanthropy attorney to, really important people doing great things. High five for the great stuff you do every day, Andrew.
Always good talking. I'll talk to you soon, Jim.
You got it. Thanks so much. I want to thank Candler Thayer for bringing us Andrew Morton. I want to thank Bruce Turkell. I want to thank the South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, Tarek Maddox, Warren Henry Automotive, the Miami Marlins, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and, of course, I want to thank you because, as Bruce Turkell says every single time, it's all about you. So join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, Jim Fried. Tweet at the show, at Fried on Business. Hit me on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, our websites. Gosh, thank you so much. The hits keep growing. Remember, this isn't a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Said I'm looking for